KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hello, I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. It's hard to believe that human minds conceived the storyline of Godzilla vs. Kong, not because it's so intricate, elegant, or elevated, but because it's so incoherent and idiotic. The film is playing in theaters and streaming on HBO Max. The battles are computer-generated and sometimes quite beautiful, though sometimes not. Otherwise, the film functions as a gibberish generator. People spew fragmentary techie phrases, a psionic interface. They commit ritual hyperbole. This is a power beyond our understanding. They discuss matters that have nothing to do with anything but killing time. Water. They put fluoride in it. Learned it from the Nazis. Theory is it makes you docile, easy to manipulate. The only exception to this scattershot silliness is a graceful young orphan with a special connection to Kong. Her name is Gia, she's deaf, and she's played with lovely subtlety by a deaf actress, Kaylee Hottle, who is making her feature debut. Since Gia signs, she's the only one whose presence isn't diminished by dreadful spoken dialogue that's supposed to be funny but falls infallibly flat. In a patchwork production full of bad ideas that are poorly executed, Gia also embodies the story's only good idea. Kong has always had a soft spot for human females. In Gia's case, the appeal is abundantly clear. She's a native of Skull Island. That's where the action resumes many years after the events of the 2017 film Kong Skull Island, which was pretty bad in its own right. We're told that Gia was orphaned by a storm that wiped out the island's indigenous population. Lots of the action in this new film happens off-screen. She needs Kong's protection, and Gia gives him a gift in return. Her sign language, which he picks up spontaneously with no urging on her part. What a promising development that is, and how stirring the consequences might have been, plumbing the depths of Kong's psyche in the simian equivalent of Garbo Speaks. But that, too, comes to almost nothing, just some rudimentary exchanges that give way to the big guy's usual bellows and grunts. There are other monsters as well. Godzilla, of course, once the spawn of atomic bombs, now a slithery cipher who undergoes what would be a personality change if he had a personality. Also, Mechagodzilla, a revenant from Japanese epics. His high-voltage hostility may remind you of the worst Transformers film you've ever seen. All three duke it out in a Hong Kong climax that looks for all its digital wizardry like a World Wrestling Entertainment show. Oh, for the magical days of men in rubber gorilla suits. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.